K-State Nation, y'all know what it is, the Purple Project Podcast, all things Kansas State sports, the Purple Project Podcast. Eddie Greer here on this Sunday morning here in Kansas City, Missouri, April 12th, 2026. This is the very first time listening to this podcast. Thank you so much again for taking the time out of your morning to do so. Hey, buddy. Excuse me. We got a series win. No matter what happens today, I know I've been sitting here clamoring for it, and we finally, I'm pretty sure, you've been following the K-State baseball team, pretty sure know what I'm talking about. Huge rally as the K-State offense wakes up there and rallies and took control of game two, and all of that. You finally, you had to have the series, you got it, and now you turn around today here in like 4 or 5 hours and try to get the series sweep as you beat Oklahoma State in game two. 13-9 was the score. K-State 13, Oklahoma State 9. And for the first time in 2026 in conference play, you get a series win that I've been saying for probably the last like 5 days in a row. But really goes back longer than that, because this should now, again, doesn't matter what happens today, but of course you want to get a series sweep, so we'll see what K-State does there. But let's go back a little bit, right? Trailing in the game in the K-State offense, let me go back here for a little bit. Yeah, and Barrett Madlock, he's had himself a stretch, you know, that a season there as well. He went deep again for K-State, a big-time three-run shot that turned this game around. And then K-State added a couple more runs later on, which we'll get inside the numbers here in just a moment, though. But first, check in after what Pete Hughes said after this game, a huge win. And, again, a series-clinching win, and now you go for the sweep later on this afternoon in Manhattan, Kansas, part of which is, by the way, KSU Alumni Weekend for K-State Baseball, the Pro Bunch of Podcasts, all things K-State sports. K-State rallies to win it 13-9 in the middle game of the three-game series with Oklahoma State at Twain Family Stadium in Manhattan, Kansas. Quote, a really good team win, a character win. And he goes on to say here, quote, I thought our team played with urgency. You could have a different mindset if there's going to be a slugfest established early, but I thought our guys answered it phenomenally. They came back from a 4-0 deficit, from a 2-run deficit, and then a 5-run deficit. That is resiliency at its best, and as a head coach, you just want to see how your team responds. End quote. Yeah, man. Wow. Yeah, Oklahoma State. Yeah, came out there out of the box and put K-State in the hole, which I've talked about. On the flip side, K-State needing to put other teams, when you have them in the hole, you want to keep them in the hole. Oklahoma State has us in the hole, but couldn't keep us there. Oh, man, as Oklahoma State, let's go inside the box score here. Oklahoma State was the one that strike first in this game, going at 3-0, and then it was 4-0 after three innings in this game, and K-State did not get on the board until the bottom of the fourth inning. And then adding two more to tie the game in the bottom of the fifth inning. And Oklahoma State went right back up by two. And then adding three more in the top of the seventh. You think, oh shit, here we go. But the bottom of the seventh inning changed things around for Kansas State. As the offense, one of the best in the league and top 10 in the nation, put four runs to Oklahoma State in the bottom of the seventh inning, and then the big eighth run, excuse me, the big five-run eighth inning to kind of ice things there for K-State there. The final lines here, K-State 13 runs, 14 hits, an error. Oklahoma State 9 runs, 9 hits, in an error. Adam Arthur gets his first win of the season. His second win of the season. Excuse me, I read that wrong. 2-1 of the season now. It's Stormy Rhodes handed the loss for the Cowboys, Oklahoma State, as Oklahoma State could not hold off a hard charging K-State offense late yesterday to take the series win. Yeah, that's the most important part of the picture to this point. And now you go for the series sweep Pete Hughes and company looking for that here. Looking to get greedy this afternoon out in Manhattan, Kansas at 1 o'clock here. Not here, but out there in Manhattan, Kansas. Oklahoma State, we'll start there. Adrian Melola, 2-for-5 in the ball game. Then you have Colin Ritchie. Colin Ritchie, Evan Saunders, and Colin Brueggemann. This middle of the order really gave K-State pitching trouble yesterday there. Each of them, well, and apparently, each of them, for the exception of Colin Ritchie, had multi-hit games. Colin Ritchie was 1-for-3. Saunders and Brueggemann were each 2-for-4. Saunders drove in 4 runs for Oklahoma State there, but turned out it would not be enough. Going to the Bat-Cats, right? Bear Madlock. Let's start with him. 2-for-4, another home run. He, for K-State, drove in 4 runs there with that big 3-run, 3/4 of that, a 3-run shot right there. Bear Madlock has been, again, you know, probably, again, you can clump, he's probably in that first tier. D. Kennedy, and I'll throw in Ty Simlosky in there. Ty Simlosky, oh, by the way, got on base again, putting his on-base streak to 26 now. D. Kennedy, he was only 1-for-5 in the ball game, hitting the leadoff yesterday there. My guy, Shantiro, got on base again. He walked twice. He was 1-for-2 in the game there. Let me see, Bear Madlock. Carlos Vasquez goes 1-for-3 in the game. Let's go down this line here. Kylan Lotis ended up coming in the game later for Vasquez. AJ Escobosco goes 3-for-4 in the game. He drove in 2 runs. He scored a pair of runs himself there. Grant Gallagher goes 2-for-5. Ty Simlosky, just mentioned him, 2-for-5 in the 8th hole. For B. Hughes and then Caden Carl has been hitting nice. For the second straight game, going 1-for-4 in a game in the 9th spot there as well. Lincoln Sheffield got to start for, I'm just now getting into the pitching. Yeah, Lincoln Sheffield got to start for K-State. 5 2/3, 7 hits, 6 runs given up by the left-hander. 5 of those are earned, no walks, 9 strikeouts. Miles Smith and Adam Arthur completed the pitching for K-State yesterday there. Mario Pesca goes 6 1/3. 8 hits, 7 runs. All those were earned. 4 walks and 7 strikeouts himself there. K-State in the late innings responds big time there. That was what that you want to close games out just like that. Right? You want to close, you want to have sorry. You want to finish games like that. Strong. And you'd rather not do it from behind, but hey, baseball's a funny game. You're going to have to come from behind sometimes in a game. And when you have one of the, if your pitching can hold up and your offense can get going, that is what you want right there for K-State right there as they win 13-9. In game 2, and most importantly, out of all this, no matter what happens today, you win the series. But now you want to get greedy, get the sweep. We'll see what Pete Hughes company can do later on. By the way, at K-State 23-12, Eddie Greer, Pro Punch Podcast, all things K-State sports, and of course, another important note: K-State after recording this podcast now 7-7 in conference play after. Of course, you know, falling behind the 8-ball against TCU. Now you're back to 500 in conference play now, 7-7 there as well. And in the Oklahoma State Cowboys now, 6-8 in conference play, 21-14 going in game 3 today there as well. So, yeah, along with Bear Madlock, who homered this game, talk about his home run ball. Shantier goes deep. I should have said that earlier. Shantier went deep again. He's been going deep with the home run ball as of late. And AJ Isavosco goes deep for K-State as well. 9 of the 10 Wildcats got a hit. We went through the entire order there as well. D. Kennedy stealing his 19th base yesterday there as well. Caden Carl continues to be just a menace in the in the bottom of the order as well. He also stole a couple of bases yesterday there as well. Simulaski already talked about, mentioned him, 26 games on base that he reached. And then Shantiro, back-to-back games with a home run in this series. So there's that. So Shantiro really showing the power here in the second half of the season as K-State now will go for the sweep on Alumni Weekend at Twin Family Stadium. First pitch a little bit after one there. And if you're in Manhattan, you can't attend the game. Well, 93.3 FM and obviously K-Man will have that all the coverage for you on that end. And it's been good weather. This has been from Friday, yesterday, it has been solid weather. So right now, so we're finishing up this postcast. It's winning postcast. It's overcast right now. About to head, check back in. Yes, EG3 is going back in for work. This is scheduled. So we're back. There's some type of schedule normalcy here on Outside the Podcast. But K-State, more importantly, talking about them here to wrap up the podcast here. This baseball team now trying to go over 500. And we'll wait till after the series to check the standings and all that other stuff there. You go for the sweep today. It's Oklahoma State. We'll see how much firepower is left for K-State here in... Yo-yo, back and forth. Yo-yo, back and forth, literally. Well, but anyways, yeah, so let's wrap this up before I get too far off the weeds there. As K-State wins 13-9 over Oklahoma State in Manhattan, Kansas. Yesterday, the Pro Project Podcast, all things K-State sports, you can get it where a podcast is found, free and available daily. Register call K-State content. We record K-State content. It's your very first time listening to this podcast. Thank you so much again for tuning in to the latest edition of this podcast. We're pretty much everywhere now. Yes, sir, to iTunes, Spotify, Audioboom, Google, wherever you listen to your favorite K-State podcast. If this is your very first time listening to this podcast, again, what have you been waiting for? We are a daily podcast here. All things Kansas State sports. You want to make sure you're tapped into this show as we continue to give you content throughout the rest of the weekend there. Basketball, the men's basketball team is starting, at least the roster is starting to take some shape. I did see something from one of my... K-State media folks that I follow, a little Taj Manning news. So I don't know what's that about. Well, I'll have to find that out later today. Obviously, the women's tennis team regular season wraps up against rival Kansas Sunflower Showdown Tennis Edition, the regular season finale. And K-State women's tennis goes into that match this afternoon, have won their last three matches. And K-State, on the other end, will look to complete the sweep against Oklahoma State here later on this afternoon. Alex ain't out there seeing the California's Eddie Greer coming to you from KC Mo. Appreciate y'all, K-State. And once again, K-State clinches the series. Finally, not only that, a Big 12 series at that. Kansas State 13, Oklahoma State 9. This has been another edition of the Pro Project Podcast. Once again, all things K-State sports with cats.